Hello, today is Sunday, August the 29th, and you're listening to the Grains Matter Chatter podcast presented by North War Grains. I'm your host, Dolores Foster. I'm joined today by my co-host, Dwight Foster.
Well, hello, Dolores.
Sunday, did you say?
Yes, I guess we have to apologize. We had all the employees up at the lake on Friday, and the podcast just didn't get done. We were a little bit busy that day.
Well, that was it was a great day had by all the employees, I think. We burnt through a little bit of gas in the Sea-Doos and the boats, and we had a really nice time with the employees. So that was well worth taking in the afternoon.
Yeah, nice to get a day off before the more busyness of the harvest comes real soon here. So,
yeah, so let's talk about the grain markets, Dolores. What are you thinking? What direction are we heading?
Well, we're heading into harvest, and this is typically the time where historically, not last year, but historically, prices tend to soften. But right now, the fundamentals are still strong. The carryout numbers are narrowing. I think 6 out of the last 7 days consecutively, China has purchased beans. So they're ramping up purchases, which they did last year this time as well. So I don't know. What's your feeling? Where do you think things are going?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I was looking at the corn chart recently, the March corn chart, and if you look back from today, back into June, say, there was huge volatility swings in the market. And as you see the crop is growing and maturing through the growing season, you notice that the volatility gets narrower and narrower as the crop is being made. So there's less risk. So the swings that we've seen before aren't as drastic, can I say? People are thinking that, you know, these people are experts, and there's all these crop tours that are going on, the Pro Farmer Tour, and in Ontario, there's the farms.com tour, and the Great Lakes Grain Group is doing some crop tours across the province. So everybody's trying to figure it out exactly what's out there and have a bit of an early advantage on, you know, is the market going to be short and will the market rally, or is the market, is there lots of corn?
And is it going to be saturated and prices will go down because of it? Yeah,
that's exactly right. So they're talking about a softening of the basis into harvest with what they're predicting to be possibly the largest corn harvest in Ontario's history.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yes, that's really exciting. And I don't doubt that we were very close to that in the wheat crop this year too. It was a tremendous wheat crop, especially here in eastern Ontario. And we had a very, very good quality, and the yields were tremendous. All kinds of straw. Most guys grossed about at least $1,000 an acre. So at any rate, if they brought it to our elevator, they did.
and I think we were really lucky here in eastern Ontario, because we were in a unique situation where our crop fared very well, but there's other places, big production places elsewhere in the world that were having production issues. So the price was there, the quality was there for us, and we benefited because it wasn't there in other parts of the world.
Yes. There's 7 different regions across the world that are
major wheat
growing areas that are negatively affected by weather this year. Nonetheless, Canada, the Western Prairies, are it's sad for them because the price of grain is so high. It's too bad that they weren't able to take advantage of these good prices with a good crop, because we all need that these days. It's been a number of years of just mediocre pricing, and actually we have a much better crop this year than we have for quite a few years too. So
Yeah. So for the week, corn is up, new crop corn is up $4. 2022 corn is up $3. New crop soybeans is up $5. And 2022 beans are up 10. Spring wheat is up $2 for this year and as well $2 for next year. And winter wheat was down $5 for this year and down $4 for next year.
Yeah, so there's some ups and some downs then. And we should say a few words about soybeans here quickly because so there's no doubt in Eastern Ontario over the last several weeks that things have been quite dry in our area. Prior to this weekend, we had only received 1 inch of rain in August, and that's taking off some of the, they have this term called Florida beans. That's
Some yield potential.
the top pods and some
The gravy on top that gets you to Florida in
I guess that's what they call that. Yeah, I don't
the
know. So anyways, I don't know if it's too little too late here on the 30th of August with we got some rain here this morning and late yesterday. Almost 2 inches, inch and a half for sure. I don't know if it's too little too late for those last beans, but sure could have used it 2 or 3 weeks ago. But anyways, I will say I think it's going to still benefit the corn crop.
Absolutely.
We're not going to get more kernels out of those ears, but we will get a deeper, heavier kernel as a result with some better bushel weights. So the end of the story isn't written on the corn crop yet, but we're very close to the end of the soybean crop. We're definitely seeing some beans under stress and they're discoloring or turning yellow.
Especially
So
on the hills, yeah.
yeah. So anyways, it'll be exciting to get into these major crops as the harvest starts. I think you're gonna see some corn silage harvested locally this coming week. We're hoping to get started too, and I've heard of some other people that are also gonna start. So that's probably a week earlier than normal. So that's nice to see everybody get started a little earlier. And yeah, so
We're definitely coming to the end of the wheat harvest here at the elevator. There's still a few truckloads trickling in, but it was a really good harvest, busy harvest, but I think we're seeing the end of it here. And like you said, guys are gonna start getting into corn silage and then probably closer to the end of the month into the beans. So, or end of September, I guess we're not in September yet.
yeah, the end of next month. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. Well, that's probably. Oh, I guess I should say that China's been importing or buying a lot of new crop soybeans. Apparently, some of the cheapest beans in the world right now are out of the States. So, what did they say? They bought 10 out of the last 14 days, or what was that?
Yeah, I think that's what I heard as well. Yep.
So that's a pretty good record to be buying at this time of the year. And it was, this time last year that they got real aggressive buying beans too. So that's hopefully that's something similar to what they did last year, and that's good for our markets.
That's for sure. I guess one last thing I'd like to mention is 2022 prices are still pretty strong. If you have any thoughts about maybe pricing some crop for next year or putting a target order in, might be a good idea to have a look at that. If you have any questions, give Jeff or myself or Dad a call anytime, and we'd be able happy to talk to you about it and help you with any questions you had.
Well, thank you very much for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Bye for now.